Now, we have heard in the last few days that the increase in diesel prices has forced the city of Cape Town to consider scaling back My City operations in certain areas. And the move, of course, causing some consternation among local residents who are going to be affected when their favorite route disappears from the map. Maybe it is the bus that you use to get to work every day or to school and back, not to mention your personal shopping and all the rest. So we have invited a MACO member for Urban Mobility, Councillor Rob Quintus, to join us on the show today to explain what is happening, why it's happening, and what the options are for customers who are going to be impacted by these route changes. And then if time allows, we'll also chat about a city survey on e-hailing and taxi use, which they'd like you to participate in. Roberta Quintus, always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
And a very good morning to you, Pippa, and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. The My City service reduction affecting both the City Bowl and the West Beach area in Table View. What's going to change on the 1st of October?
So we are going to be suspending routes 114 and 115. Now, what that means in terms of suspension of those routes is that we are going to be holding off in those particular stops. But it's important to remember, Pippa, that all commuters will still be able to get to their destinations from the affected areas, but just using alternative routes. So by that, there will still be connection between Sea Point and the inner city via Route 104, which goes along Beach Road from Adam Station, and Routes 108, 109, and 118 along Main Road from Adley Station. And then also the high-level route will still be available as well to the Civic Centre. So there are still routes available. So the destination of choice that you have normally used commuting on your routes, if you used 114, 115, are available via other routes. It means walking possibly to an adjacent road, and a mild adjustment in how you get to your bus stop of choice.
A mild adjustment. Is it an adjustment in price as well, Rob? Are these potentially longer routes that might cost customers more?
No. So your prices will, well, first I must, as a disclaimer, we will have to table in the upcoming meeting of council in November, we will have to table a new fare increase based on the diesel prices, which are affecting, you know, not only My City but any other diesel fuel reliant operation. So that will be a, will be determined at that meeting then. But in terms of the actual the cost rand for rands on your routes that you would normally travel, that that will be the same. So in other words, if it costs 6 rand to get from point A to point B using one route, it will still cost 6 rand to get from point A to point B using the alternative routes that are available.
Okay, so then there's no impact on long-term ticket holders, etc. They'll still be able to use their existing tickets just on a slightly different route. You've mentioned the alternatives in the City Bowl area. Rob, West Coast, West Beach in Table View area, I'm aware of the fact that the Table View area has had quite a degree of flux around its routes. There were stations that were closed for a long time during COVID. I know we were hearing regularly from residents of the local old age home who were affected by that, really relieved when they reopened, not too long ago. Now news of closures in that West Beach area as well. Are you confident that customers in that part of the city will also still be able to traverse the same destination to destination that they wanted to?
Absolutely. So, you know, your pickup point or drop-off point may alter slightly, but the destinations to the main hubs will still remain the same. The service will still operate. Where there may be differences, because that the services may in fact not be suspended at all, but just amended in terms of time. Okay. So what that means is certain routes will then run on a every 35 minutes or every 40 minutes or every 60 minutes based on the demand that we've been able to establish through our surveys in terms of the My City and its usage, okay. Which is very comprehensive and is always ongoing. So where we are not suspending a route and giving commuters the option to utilize a different route that will still get them to their destination on a similar timetable, we are then keeping the route open but just amending the times to be slightly less frequent, so as to run fewer buses that are empty.
Okay. Where do listeners go to familiarize themselves with the new timetables and the new changes in the route from 1 October? Is the website the best place to find that info?
Correct. So there's the MyCity website and, of course, our downloadable MyCity app, which is available in the app stores for Android and iPhone.
Okay. Now, speaking of apps that can be downloaded for important transport information, you've got a current survey running around the use of metered taxi services and e-hailing, which you would really very much like Capetonians to participate in. Won't you tell us a bit more?
So that's an exciting development, which has come about as a result of our urgent desire to see a demand plan brought forward in terms of the meter taxis particularly. And when I say meter taxis, I include the e-hailing taxis in that, as the e-hailing platforms are in fact a subcategory of meter taxis. So what that means is anyone who either uses or operates from a rank, which is normally your meter taxis, or via an app application, or by being called in for a taxi service, those are all the people we would like to hear from in terms of operators and users. So the app will allow, it's a web-based app available on Huawei, iPhone, and Android, and the people that are willing to take part of the survey will download the app, go into the app, and then select whether they are a customer or a commuter, mm-hmm. or if they are an operator. And then there are a series of very quick sort of questions, drop boxes, largely with one or two fields. You'll just put in a number if it's 5 minutes, et cetera, whatever it might be, based on the different questions. And that will allow us to have a snapshot over a period of time as to what sort of usership and requirements are out there from operators and commuters. Also important, and I really hope that operators are listening to this call now, those operators that are operating without a permit at the moment, do not interfere taking part in the survey. This is not going to track people down and form some form of punitive measure. It is entirely being looked at for the lens of saying how many of these permits can we open up. So I really would like to encourage operators especially and those operating without a license to feel safe, to use the app and make sure that their information is collated along with everyone else's.
Am I correct in thinking it's anonymous use, Roberto? You're not asking them to identify themselves?
Correct. There is no identification, not even the large unit is where do I take my app from? It breaks it down to such large areas as the Atlantic seaboard or northern suburbs or whatever it might be. It doesn't even ask sort of Greenpoint, let alone the road you live on.
Okay. And that app available, as you said, in the Google, Apple and Huawei stores, I'm assuming it's free to download?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's your time window on this survey, Roberta? It's relatively tight, just a couple of weeks you're asking customers and operators
correct,
to take part.
Correct. So the sort of towards the mid-end of October, naturally we are on our own deadlines in our interest to try and have raw data that we can add to our existing and prior travel demand surveys. And then, of course, some of the e-hailing platforms have provided us with a lot of their information as well. And we'll then be able to tie all of that up together and hopefully towards the very end of this year or the beginning of next year, start presenting the provincial government's regulatory entity with our demand survey and say, look, we advise that you open up the market for X amount of permits.
Roberto Quintas, thank you so much for your time. Our mayoral committee member for transport at the City of Cape Town. If you would like to take part, you are looking for the CCT transport questionnaire, and you'll find it on the Google App Store as well as the Apple and Huawei App Stores.